Yes, everybody, what is going on? My name is Stephen Howson, and this is my Manchester United versus Leicester City preview. We've got 2 hours left in the transfer window, and it looks like, not just Manchester United, but it looks like the whole Premier League is sleeping on what you think would be one of the busiest days of the season for transfers. Well, certainly of the close season, because this is it. The Premier League decided, they voted, that Manchester United and everybody else had to have all of their business done before the first game of the season. I understand it in principle. But doing it during a World Cup season and not allowing everybody to adjust to it looks like it was a bad move on all parts, because it's not just United, the entire Premier League. It looks like Spurs could go into the season without a single signing. There's clubs in far worse positions, but Manchester United, with the financial clout that we've got, should have been putting up bigger numbers in the transfer window. We've signed a midfielder that probably is going to start, but not certain to start, depending on the formation that we've got. We've signed a backup fullback and a third choice goalkeeper. Absolutely not good enough for a club like Manchester United when we've got obvious, glaring errors in the squad that need to be sorted out. Now, I woke up this morning to the news that Manchester United was interested in Kurt Zouma. That is underwhelming straight off the bat. Manchester United interested in Kurt Zouma. Is Kurt Zouma an upgrade on Fosu Mensah or Tuan Zebe? It's debatable. He's got a little bit more Premier League experience, absolutely. But really, if we're looking into the market for a centre-half, I agreed with the targets that had been drawn up this season. Those that had been rumoured, Bonucci, rumoured, didn't seem like he was leaving Italy, but certainly rumoured. Leader, angry, love it. Godin was linked today and quickly squashed within about an hour. Leader, hanging, dirty, love it. Someone that can be a proper captain for Manchester United at the back and take Manchester United through the games where we maybe struggle in those areas. Alderweireld was the one for me. Alderweireld was the one that I really wanted to see over the line. He was the one that I really wanted to see Manchester United get, and I think he makes a tangible impact on what's going on with Manchester United squad. He's arguably one of the best centre-halves, if not the best centre-half in the division. And it seems like Manchester United could have made it happen. It was a player that wanted the move. It was seemingly a club that was happy to sell, but they had their price in mind, and it didn't make sense to me why United didn't pay the price. This echoes a little bit of last summer when we saw with Perisic. Obviously, we saw in the World Cup how quality Perisic is, and you can cast your mind back and think what an impact that would have made with Lukaku all season. Are we going to be left ruin the mistakes of a misspent transfer window once again? I also think that Manchester United needed to address the left-back situation. I can't believe we're going into another season where we're very likely to see a back four of a failed right winger in Antonio Valencia, a failed winger in Ashley Young, Jones and Smalling. How is it 2018-19 and Manchester United are going into the season with that as a possible starting back four? That is absolutely unacceptable on any front. Jose clearly wanted somebody up front, like a right winger, possibly a target man on the right hand side. It's not being delivered. It's a shambles, and I understand a lot of people asking the questions. Is it the board's ineptitude in completing transfers? Is it the board's lack of desire in giving money to a manager that they might not be 100% certain is going to be the one to take us forward? But I think not backing a man, if you've got doubts over the man, you need to get rid of the man. That's my feeling. If the club think that Jose Mourinho won't last the season, then you need to act now and get somebody in that will last the season and back that guy. You can't just go into the season half-arsing it, because there's other teams around you that aren't half-arsing it and are planning for the future, and Manchester United will get left behind in this absolute cutthroat division if we don't go for it full pelt. £676 million in revenue last season. United are arguing over a couple of million for the likes of Alderweireld. How many million do we lose if we don't get Champions League football? That's what I would say to the Manchester United board. There's times to be pragmatic and there's times to throw money at it. This is probably around about one of those times to throw money at it, where you've got Liverpool going from strength to strength and looking like an actual genuine title contender for the first time in almost 30 years. Manchester City put up some serious numbers last year. You've got fresh blood at Chelsea and Arsenal. There's only Spurs that are kind of standing still, and it could be United and Spurs that miss out on the top six or top four this season. Let's talk about Leicester then. This is a bit of a preview. Oh, I was hoping to make it a little bit of a preview. But I've really struggled to find out what Manchester United are doing over pre-season. Pre-season usually gives you an insight into what the manager's thinking for the coming season. You get a glimpse at some of the formations that might be used, that might be added to the arsenal. That's what we saw last summer. United played 3-5-2 quite a lot last summer and then barely used it in the season. And I think that was because we didn't sign one or two of the players that Jose was looking for last summer. This summer we've seen us play a whole array of formations, but we've not really seen any inkling or any clue as to how Manchester United are going to play without Paul Pogba being in any of the games, without Lukaku being in any of the games. We haven't seen any sort of glimpse of what Manchester United are going to offer this season. I think that's added to the negativity that absolutely shrouds the club at the moment. There's no performances in pre-season where you go, I tell you what, if we click like that again in the league, most of our key players haven't been around. The transfers haven't come and we haven't looked good in pre-season. Even the opportunity to throw the youth in really didn't give us that opportunity. So I have to look at Leicester, and the same thing with Leicester. He's not really learned a lot from Leicester because Maguire, who was their player of the year last season, wasn't around. You've got John Evans, who's just been signed for Leicester, which I think is an excellent addition to their back line. Certainly an upgrade on Wes Morgan. I would fully expect him to go alongside Maguire if Maguire is kept around at Leicester. I believe that that's the case, and I think that's how it's going to go down. I don't expect Harry Maguire to become a Manchester United player today, but there was all sorts of stuff swirling around in the last 24 hours, including some pretty realistic looking photographs of him holding a Manchester United shirt that was taken candidly. I do expect he's going to start for Leicester tomorrow, and I do think it'll be alongside Johnny Evans. And I have to say, on paper, that probably looks a lot better than Jones and Smalling if that's what Manchester United line up with opposite them. They're also planning on going into the season with another new centre-half, which is what sparked off a lot of speculation that Maguire was leaving, which still could realistically happen. There is little less than 2 hours left in the window. They've almost completed the signing of Soyuncu, who's expected to travel to Leicester today to complete a deal. They've obviously lost Riyad Mahrez, but they're still a very decent side. Now, when you look at what Puel did towards the end of the season, I think they only won 5 games towards the end of the season. If I have a quick look at who they beat, they beat nobodies. They beat Huddersfield, they beat Watford, they beat West Brom, Brighton and Arsenal. But they lost a lot of games in that time. They conceded a lot of goals. They shipped 5 to Spurs. They let West Ham put 2 past them. Crystal Palace put 5 past them. Burnley managed to get 2, and Burnley don't score 2 against anybody. Newcastle beat them. City put 5 past them when they switched to a 3 at the back. Everton put a couple past them. Liverpool put a couple past them. Watford put a couple past them. Palace put a 3 past them back in December. It doesn't look good for them going into this season. All the positivity that they had early doors when Puel came in, they won 4 games on the bounce, and it looked like that was what saved them from the relegation threat. But ultimately, their season petered out big time. And now they've been asset stripped a little bit with Mahrez going. If Maguire joins them, it could look pretty bleak for Leicester. But because we haven't got anything to go off, because it's the first game, it's not the usual sort of tactical analysis that I like to do going into a game. Hopefully that'll be back next week and we'll get some sort of inkling as how United are going to line up if we get some of the big names that are coming back into the starting 11. Now, I think that Manchester United are probably going to line up. In fact, I'll get onto that in a second. Now, Jose Mourinho spoke about the unavailabilities today, and not available is Matic, Valencia, Herrera, Dalot, Rojo and Romero, because they're not fit and not match fit, allegedly. It's Pogba, Lingard, Young, Lukaku and Fellaini. Now, those guys, most of those guys didn't travel to Munich this weekend. So I think that they might have been doing stuff in training to try and get themselves right for the weekend. I'd be very surprised if all of those aren't involved this weekend. I think some will be on the bench, but I think some are going to start. Now, I've had a guess at the starting 11. I have no idea if this is going to be a starting 11. I expect it probably won't be, but here's my guess at what a starting 11 is probably going to be this weekend. So I'm thinking, obviously, it's going to be Big Dave in net for us. I'm going to go with a back four there of Damian, Bailly, Lindelof and Luke Shaw. I think Luke Shaw's probably going to be given the opportunity. I'm not sure I agree with that, but if he can get anywhere near the potential that we've seen him have in the past, then that could be a very good player for us if he's allowed to do that. Then I think it's going to be Pereira and Fred as a midfield two, and then a bit of an attacking forward lineup there with Sanchez, Lingard, Mata, behind our new number 10, Marcus Rashford. But this lineup could also be a 4-4-2 diamond, where you could see Sanchez up front there with Rashford, Mata played just off him, and then a bit of a midfield three with Pereira, Fred and Jesse Lingard. I'm not 100% sure on either of those. There could also be a three at the back for Manchester United going into this. I don't think you'll see Pogba start. I expect Lukaku, without playing, it's probably going to be on the bench. If those of you have caught it, the podcast that I did with Tony Strudwick this week, he says that in pre-season you want your players to get around 400 minutes. And if you look at the players that have got minutes for United, there's only a few of them, certainly only a few of them, that have got 400 minutes that are going to be starting. Obviously Sanchez, Shaw and Damian played quite a lot on the tour. I'm going to come to the comments and see what you guys are saying and see if we've got any questions from you lot. Sanchez will be like a new player. Well, I hope so. He's had a good pre-season. Let's hope he can carry that into the start of the season, because we haven't had many that have had that sort of season. Paul Lucas says, bring back David Gill. That would be a dream. There's obviously something in what's going on with Woodward. Can Woodward be a CEO of a club the size of Manchester United with the demands that that's placed upon, and be the guy that negotiates transfers as well? Can we really not afford a couple of hundred grand a year to get a really good director of football in, someone that can be the link man between the board and what they want, and someone that provides the manager with what he wants? It seems like one good transfer window will probably pay dividends for that. Probably absolutely kill it. Any word on a deal, says Ryan? Absolutely nothing. I mean, that doesn't mean nothing's happening. I'm not hearing about it if it is. AZ says, if the board was not backing Jose, would he not have been given an extension in January? Well, yes, he was given an extension in January, but has something happened between then and now which has changed the board's mind? Like I said, I don't know this. I'm literally just asking the questions. If they're not backing him, then I would have said get rid of him. If they are going to back him and they think he's the man to take us forward for the next 2-3 seasons, then they need to have backed him this transfer window. So is it a lack of desire, or is it a lack of ability to get these deals done? That's what I don't really know. Timbo should start over Damian, says Joshua. I would agree. However, it doesn't look like Jose Mourinho does, and I do expect it will be Damian that lines up. Weren't signing anyone. We aren't signing anyone, are we, House? An absolute joke, really. I don't think so. I wouldn't be putting money on United signing anybody right now. I do think there's a chance that you can get Alderweireld over the line. There you go. You said Burnley never scored two. They scored two against United. I knew someone was going to pick that up. Thank you.